It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The State Legion Baseball Tournament is on, and that is a time-honored tradition, the 97th version of the State Legion Baseball Tournament in Burnsville, Shakopee, and beyond. It kicked off today, and it is something we should celebrate more here in the state of Minnesota. But, Robert, you were in the middle of it. What do we got going today? There are 16 teams, and this is a different format because you go pool play right into a single elim. But the beautiful part about this is when you see the Legion, the military, the veterans, come together and remind us what they did for us so that we could play baseball. And I sometimes it's lost when we say Legion Baseball because we just think about baseball. But, boy, that is a big piece of it, isn't it?
It is, Maxie, and thanks for having me on tonight. And thanks for being at our banquet last night. That was awesome. And I thank our guest speaker, John Kreisel.
Yeah, he was great.
Home run for us, yes, and brought the message home that it is about honoring our vets. It's about honoring the great game of baseball. And sportsmanship is at the top of the priority list. And we had a great day here at Burnsville, and I know they did at Shakopee and Prior Lake as well.
You're a product of Legion Baseball. Who did you play Legion Baseball for?
Well, you mentioned it, the mighty Storton Jeffers Legion program.
Yeah, because the high school was just converted into a Legion team in the summer, right?
Correct, yeah. And my buddy Jim Meyer told us that we consolidated with about four other communities to put together about 12 players.
Is that right? So, but you got her done.
And we had a great time. We played, our rivals would be Windham and Springfield and Sleepy Eye and New Ulm when it came to tournament time. And, of course, your home stomping grounds, Gaylord.
Did you ever pitch against Paul Burkhart?
Many times.
Did you? Yep. Lefty against lefty?
Yeah, many times. My good buddy Bill Nelson always claims, I think he tells me I was about the third or fourth best left-hander in that little area. So he always
yeah, Bill would say that, yes.
Right. And Paul Burkhart, him and I battled against each other for all of our years. I'm sure we're the same age group.
Yeah, I faced him many times over the years. And I'll tell you, the other one, the other left-hander in that same part of the neck of the woods that most guys of my era will say was one of the toughest ones they ever faced was Dave Reinhardt's out of New Ulm Cathedral and New Ulm Legion.
Yeah, Cathedral.
I mean, he's a year older than us, but my gosh, you couldn't explain why you couldn't hit him. You just couldn't hit him, you know?
Yeah, very good, yep. And that team was very talented. So we had a great time. Yeah. And you kind of hit it on the head. We played on a dirt infield, and we had a picket fence in the outfield, yep. and Meyer was telling me how he took his silo, the wire from his silo, and him and his dad came up and made that into our backstop. But it was great baseball. It was good memories.
Good memories.
Boys are much luckier today playing on these beautiful fields, the two at Burnsville. Joe Schlepper Stadium in Shakopee is incredible, and Veterans Memorial at Prior Lake is also awesome. So we had everybody spread out today, and the tournament moved to Burnsville, Alley Magnet Park, tomorrow starting at 10 a.m.
Yeah, Dwayne Slaughter does a great job on that ballpark in Shakopee and beyond. Those are just some gems. Explain, how big is Legion Baseball right now?
Well, there's the club effect. That I would say 10 years ago, every single high school player in the state, if they wanted to play baseball, they were playing Legion Baseball.
Yep.
So there are different options that are out there, but it's still very strong. Some of the Minnesota Legion guys said our state has the most teams of any state in the country.
Really?
Playing Legion Ball. I thought they said about 385 communities in our state are playing Legion Baseball.
Whoa.
So it's very strong. Is the talent as deep as it was when we were playing 25 years ago when kids were playing 10 years ago. They have some other options, but what we saw today was great energy, very talented kids. Mankato, I think 2-0. I believe St. Michael's is 2-0. Hopkins, I believe, what kind of came in as the number one rated team. They won their first game, and Rochester just took it to them today in the second game, 9-2.
Is Mankato one team in Legion? Do they get both high schools, or they have two teams? What do they do?
I think that they have two teams, but I am not 100% certain. And I was just checking with the Rochester A's that knocked off Hopkins today, who everybody thought was the number one seed. They were coming from Century. So Rochester for sure has four teams,
yeah.
And the A's, Century High School, is a team that's representing them in the state tournament.
Yeah, I guess a little confusing. Mankato West had a great team this spring, so I assume that could be the, you know, predominantly.
Yep, I'm fairly certain they have teams. I'll have to try to figure that out tomorrow as they keep going deeper into the tournament.
Now, you have pool play, and then it goes single elimination over the weekend, so you have to have a lot of pitching, don't you?
Yeah, right. For certain, or a lot of hitting, or hopefully a combination of the two.
Yeah, but you better have five or six guys that can throw strikes.
Absolutely. Their depth will be tested, and I think that usually, is a great way of determining the winner. And whoever does advance from here, I believe it's the top teams that advance to the regional, and I think this year it's in Rapid City. And then the winner of that will advance to the World Series in North Carolina. So the Legion does an incredible job of organizing and putting together a first-class tournament, state tournament for the kids.
They do, and they've done it for years. But what's it been like for you guys as a community to host it? 2020, it got bounced because of COVID. What's it like to be involved in a project this big?
It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of reward, and it's nice to see the efforts of our board. And, you know, we probably have 50 to 100 volunteers. Not just Burnsville, we have some people that are loyal Legion people, and they're calling up and they say they want to volunteer because they do this every year wherever the tournament is. So it's kind of an army of people, and it happens fast, and we only get to host it. Last time we did it was 2008, and our people that are running the tournament were not involved with it then. So we're learning a lot and trying to put forth as good of an experience as we can.
What's the key to that, do you think?
I would say a lot of committed volunteers, you know, to make a great event, at least every effort to make it a great event for the kids. You know, love of baseball. The Legionnaire people that are doing it, they're all volunteers. The people that are helping us that are on our board, volunteers, but I think they had great baseball memories, great experiences from playing Legion ball, and just want to continue to give it back. And specifically us in Burnsville, our numbers have declined over the years for various reasons. One of them is club, and we want to have a great program that our kids recognize is affordable, it's fun, and gives them an opportunity to compete at a very high level. So just giving back, you know, whether it's me or any of our board people, you know, just moving it forward. Giving everybody else a great opportunity.
You also coach at the high school level in Burnsville. You know, we hear about numbers dropping in baseball in general and trying to keep kids engaged. What do you see up close?
In Burnsville specifically, a fairly significant decline at all levels, from our in-house to our T-ball to our peewees to our traveling to whatever. Can't quite, you know, put my finger on a reason why that is exactly, other than I think we're a mature community and the ring, you know, the outer ring just continues to move out. So the Farmingtons, the Rosemonts, the Shakopees, the Prior Lakes, the Lakevilles continue to they just have more kids. So, and, you know, maybe just a little better opportunity to get into the sport at a young age. But in our mature community, we really do our best to put together a fun program for the kids. And we've noticed the last couple of years that our numbers are up a little bit more at the Legion level.
And then, you know, Rosemont fields four Legion teams. They were telling me last night, so they don't cut anybody. So if you want to play, you get to play. And I think that's a great start to it.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. They are very strong, and you talked to Brady, who kind of oversees their program, and they're doing all the right things at Rosemount. And Rosemount was in the state tournament today as well, and last year. So things are going well with them. And then they just really promote it strongly. I know there are certain teams that almost all their kids from high school stick together and play Legion ball, again, the way it was maybe 10 years ago. So that's kind of nice to see as well.
Great to see you last night. You guys keep up the good work, and it looks like you're going to have some good weather to work with. So continued success, but to all of you that have worked so hard on it, and I know you've been in the middle of it, great job on a job well done on getting these kids a great opportunity.
Thanks, Mike. You were a huge part of the success last night, so we appreciate what you do as well. Keep up the good work.
Anytime. Robert Weber, nice enough to join us, the old lefty from Stourton Jeffers.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.